WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. WTAW and our partners in the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back program were at the Bryan Fire Department headquarters station Friday morning. KBTX General Manager Mike Wright was part of the presentation, handing over your monetary donations totaling more than $73,000 to the families of the four firemen killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
Just thanking Randy for what this fire department means to Bryan and to College Station. They work in tandem on this. And you realize what one big family you really are.
Accepting for the families was Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
It just shows through these people stepping up and giving out of their pockets to those in need and in a time like this, and it is just one of the most wonderful things I think we have ever experienced here.
Your contributions allowed each of the families to receive more than $18,000. A weekend swim in a College Station Park pond resulted in the drowning of a local man. Family members say the victim, 37-year-old Timothy Sumrall, went underwater in one of the fishing ponds at College Station Central Park Saturday afternoon. 5 to 10 minutes later, Sumrall had not resurfaced. Members of the fire department's dive team found the body 4 minutes after entering the water that was at least 15 feet deep. Police investigators have no suspicion of criminal activity. And the president of the student body at A&M has vetoed a bill proposed to let students opt out of paying fees based on their religious beliefs.
In a statement released by John Claybrook, which is on our website at WTAW.com, he says the intent to deny funding to the campus gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered resource center has caused great harm to our reputation as a student body and to the students feeling disenfranchised by this bill. He also told listeners on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, during the Eagles Aggie Nation program, there was a misunderstanding among a lot of senators who voted for the bill.
Because the intent of the bill no longer became, we would like for there to be a process to opt out of paying for certain things that we're opposed to religiously or morally. It became, we want to express support for this process that exists. According to the executive director at Student Business Services, there is no process that exists.
Claybrook says there is a process which will consider appeals involving issues related to the application of A&M student fiscal policy. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you live in the Bryan School District, you're invited to drop by the central office later today and share what you think with officials from around the country.
There is a team of expert educators coming in, and actually they're all current administrators, not only in Texas but across the country. And they actually take vacation time to be a part of this consulting team. And they come in and do a thorough look at everything we do in Bryan ISD.
Communications Director Sandy Ferris says comments are welcome between 4:30 and 6:30 at the administration office at Texas and William Joel Bryan. Ferris says through Wednesday, this group will also meet with employees, and they plan to visit every classroom in the district. College Station firefighters were called out to the Northgate parking garage during the midnight hour Sunday for a rescue. One person was stuck on the elevator between the first and second floors. About 45 minutes after the call, the person was out and the elevator was turned off. The person who was rescued required no medical treatment at the scene. And Texans can now go online to see how much water we have. The A&M AgriLife Extension Service has launched an online water education network as a one-stop source on quality, conservation, and management. Associate Director Pete Gibb says the website is water.tmu.edu.
It also includes in-home water use, residential and city water use, conservation, and also agriculture and wildlife as well.
Gibbs says until now there was no easy way to access water materials because it was so scattered. Meanwhile, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows more than 98% of the state still in some level of drought. And State Representative Cal Cassell of Rural College Station was among those voting for a budget that does not include money for school vouchers.
I have heard time and time again throughout District 12 that my schools and superintendents weren't for vouchers, or my teachers, and listened to all the town halls. You know, that long election cycle, you get to know how people feel, and that was a district vote, and we voted our district, and Here we are.
The House vote, 103-43, goes against support in the state Senate for vouchers. And finally, the Texas Supreme Court has upheld a 122-year-old law and ruled pet owners cannot sue if their family pet is recklessly killed. The case is out of Fort Worth, where a family dog named Avery was accidentally put to sleep by an animal shelter worker. The court said, heartfelt feelings aside, the pet is property and damages cannot be recovered.
If you have a taxidermied dog that's destroyed, you can recover the sentimental value of that dog if it's an heirloom, but you can't recover the sentimental value of that same dog if it's destroyed while it's alive.
Attorney Randall Turner represents Catherine and Jeremy Medlin, whose dog Avery was accidentally euthanized in 2009. WTAW News Time is 6:12 at 66 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those hot, humid Central Texas days are on the way. With more humidity comes higher levels of mold, dust mites, a leading cause of allergens, and that stuffy feeling in the air when your AC isn't running. Why suffer the effects of high humidity when you don't have to? The answer is an April Air Whole Home Dehumidifier from Superior Service Company. Let Superior Service Company conduct a free, no obligation in-home evaluation. Call Superior Service Company today, 218-0416. April Air and Superior Service Company, helping you feel good inside.
Rattler's Convenience Stores always have great specials every month, and April is no exception. This month, stop into Rattler's and cool off with any size tea for only 49 cents. While you're at it, pick up large Pringles chips, two for only $3. And you can wash down those Pringles with 12 packs of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors. Only $10.99 were available. Rattler's always has great deals every day, so stop in or Rattler's close to you. Rattler's, friendly, clean, Texan.
Top of the morning to you. News Talk 1620, WTAW 613 with the Infomaniacs. Kevin O'Connor sitting in yet again for Scott, who is actually winging his way to Washington, D.C. fingers crossed for the NAB. But right now it's time to check our weather forecast. The weather forecast is brought to us by United Roofing. United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof and the world's best roof. Call them, 268-ROOF, or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Warm weather. It's going to be flowing across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sun today. There's the chance for an isolated shower, thunderstorm later on. Breezy, highs today 75 to 80. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows of 65 to 70. For tomorrow, some sun, breezy, warm, highs near 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday. It'll be breezy, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie softball and baseball wrap up their home series. Michigan and Louisville get set to play in the NCAA championship game tonight. And Johnny Football throws out the first pitch of the Rangers-Angels game in Arlington. All this and more coming up here in just a little bit in sports.
Oh, awesome!
Was it a strike?
No, it was not.
It was not?
Admittedly, Johnny was pretty nervous. He said that's probably the most nervous he's been since he won the Heisman.
As a boy growing up, that's a huge deal.
Throwing out the first pitch, I'd dream about doing that.
And I got to do that once for the Bombers.
Oh, how cool!
How'd you do, Kevin?
I threw a strike. Close to a strike.
Excellent.
The catcher didn't have to get up.
You didn't bounce it. That's the big thing.
Hey, at least it made it to the mound, right? That's what I'm afraid if I threw it, wouldn't go far enough.
If it didn't make it to the mound,
you'd be in big trouble.
I would shoot myself in the face with a bazooka. Kidding aside, though, I got there early, and my wife at the time was like, this is dumb. And I'm like, uh-uh.
No, it's
I'm
not.
Going,
no,
I'm
no,
going,
it is a cultural,
no,
it's
I'm
important.
Going to play catch with somebody for about 10 minutes before I throw the stupid thing up there because I am not going to bounce it up. It's just not going to happen.
Did you see, what was it, John Wall, the basketball player in Washington? He plays for the Wizards, I believe, or he played for the Wizards then. I'm not quite sure. I don't follow him that closely. But he threw the first pitch, the ceremonial first pitch at the Nationals game, and he bounced it. I don't know if he ever played baseball in high school or if he ever played baseball growing up, but it was
Bad.
It was atrocious.
Mm. Hey, at least he didn't break out anybody's teeth.
Well, yeah, he didn't hurt anybody, yeah, but
doubtful he could throw it that hard.
Yeah, I was about to say.
6:50. All right, today in history, and we'll get some birthdays for you coming up next here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Reynolds & Reynolds and the BCS Chamber of Commerce present Job Fair 2013 on Tuesday, April 16th at the Hilton College Station from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. It's free for job seekers and a great chance for you to meet with local businesses, plus attend informative seminars. If you are a company looking to hire new employees for both full and part-time jobs, call about booth prices. $200 for chamber members, $250 for non-members. Tuesday, April 16th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hilton College Station. Visit bcschamber.org for more information.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:16. Today is National Workplace Napping Day. I don't know how we can embrace this anymore, but if at all humanly possible, I would like to get this on board up here. National Workplace Napping Day. Hospital Admitting Clerks Day. It is Buddha Day, if you'd like to celebrate with Buddha. Zoo Lovers Day, which is me. Astronomy Day. Trading Cards for Grownups Day. Draw a Picture of a Bird Day. And it is the beginning of Bat Appreciation Week.
Uh-oh. Bat's like, ee! Or bat's like, oh, it's out of the park.
Ever a little sound bite with Kat over there.
Wow.
Who needs that button you can press, you know, to get any sound bites you want when you got Kat?
I'm not good enough to press the button.
That was awesome.
Okay. But
who would have thunk it?
I have brothers. I was raised with sound effects.
But who would have is it really the
is it a choose your own bat
like Batman Day?
It says Bat Appreciation Day.
So it doesn't discriminate. It could be both.
Excellent.
Enough with the Spanish Inquisition. Let's move to birthday, shall we?
Sure.
Thank you.
Speaking of baseball bats, Felix Hernandez, he's not a batter, but he's a pitcher. He was a Cy Young Award winner in 2010.
Yes, he was.
Pitched a perfect game last year and signed a $175 million contract, making him the highest paid pitcher of all time.
Mm.
And unfortunately, he's still in Seattle. So we'll have
yeah.
So, anyways, he's making bank either way. And he might not
be
winning.
Is he the
one
who wears his hat kind of cocked to the side instead of like a normal baseball player?
A lot of them are doing
and
that.
And like a real, his jersey's really, really big.
Yeah, it is. He usually wears kind of a big, he's kind of a bigger guy too, so he might
Felix.
Not want something
oh,
so
yeah, King Felix. That's his nickname.
He's
been
pitching forever, and he's only 27. Taryn Noah Smith, he was Mark, the youngest on Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
He also married a woman 16 years older than him.
Ooh.
I did not know that. And they got divorced. Imagine that. She probably brought up a bunch of stuff that he didn't know about. Kind of like with me and Kevin.
Oh. What? Well, you're not married to Kevin.
No, but inevitably we'll be talking about something. It's like, oh, I remember that song. I was 3.
Age differences.
It's like, shut up, Zach.
That's okay. You have real clunky cowboy boots, which make you cool, and that evens it out.
Yeah. That works.
Hey, this morning I could hear like cloppity clop, and I thought that sounds like his feet.
Oh, but... yeah, she knew I was coming. She was already staring out the window.
All right, guys, we're gonna bring this up a little quicker. What else we got?
Julian Lennon is turning 50. Izzy Stradlin, former Guns N' Roses guitarist.
GNR.
I know them. He's turning 51. Richard Hatch is turning 52.
He was Survivor.
Yeah, he was the original Survivor winner, and he's also been in a lot of trouble lately about paying taxes winnings.
He got put into pokey.
Yeah, and then he was on Celebrity Apprentice, I believe, too.
Okay.
And John Schneider, big time. Dukes
of Hazzard,
and he's so underrated as a country music artist. I think he does a lot of... he was also Jonathan Kent... Superman, I was about to say Spider-Man, Superman's dad on Smallville, and of course he's a country music superstar. Tom DeLay is turning 66. John Havlicek is 70. Havlicek is 73. He's Boston Celtics legend who stole the ball. Kofi Annan, 75, former UN leader, and Shecky Green is turning 87, the comedian's comedian.
Yeah, okay. I've never been a big Shecky Green fan. Anyway, it is at 6:20 now on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
North Korea threatening the United States. And they're saying they're prepared to strike with smaller, lighter, diversified nuclear weapons. Now, the statement needs to be seen through the context of the last few weeks and all the other saber-rattling that they've been involved in. And we have communications intercepts in recent days indicating that the North could be planning to launch a mobile ballistic missile in coming days or weeks because they're now in the process of moving them. Don't worry, Mr. President. Just like with Benghazi, you can go to sleep. Don't bother checking in with Leon Panetta or now Chuck Hagel or Hillary. You rest easy. Don't want to take away from your fundraising schedule and your campaigning and your party schedule and your vacation schedule.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Call 800-606-LEAD. 800-606-LEAD. 800-606-LEAD.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs tried to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Where you can get $12,000 off a new Super Duty.
Nice price.
Or a new F-150 for $19,888.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:23. Let's check the weather forecast right quick.
High pressure should move lots of warm weather across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sunshine at times today. It'll be breezy, high 75 to 80. Isolated shower or thunderstorm could develop before the day is over. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy, 80 tomorrow. Cloud, showers and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, they could be strong. Highs will be up around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for the, not vacationing, he's actually on a working tour of Washington right now. By the way, it is 67 here at WTAW.
Airline passengers are not happy. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The airlines did better by some measures last year. More flights arrived on time, fewer bags were lost, but passenger complaints increased in 2012. Researchers who have gone over federal data say carriers have irritated customers by shrinking the size of seats to cram more people into the airline cabins. Airlines are also overbooking flights and bumping more passengers. A big beer deal, the second largest in history, will likely be completed soon. Anheuser-Busch InBev and Grupo Modelo have an agreement in principle with the Justice Department to resolve the antitrust concerns that have been holding up the merger of the two brewers. Anheuser agreed to sell more assets to Constellation Brands. The newspaper industry lost more revenue in 2012, but the rate of decline was the slowest in 6 years. A trade group says publishers sold more online subscriptions and raised money through new businesses. Stock market futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing.
And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
April means you save on all Hayward products at The Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call The Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at The Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who is in Washington. Fingers crossed for us, hopefully getting the National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award, which is awarded to radio stations for actually our community service. So really do have our fingers crossed that we picked that one up. Quick look at your forecast. These partly cloudy skies. It's sunny today. High of 80. We'll see winds out of the south. Excuse me, from 10 to 15. Gusting up to 20 tonight. Cloudy skies down to 68. Tomorrow, sunny again. We'll top out at 83. Right now, the humidity, 91. We're seeing some light winds coming out of the south, and it's 67.
If you want to be successful and achieve success faster, there is one question you should ask yourself right now. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053. That's 1-800-491-8053. 1-800-491-8053.
To be more successful, accomplish a goal, or get the results you want, you might want to ask yourself this question.
What's the one thing I can do right now such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary?
Jay Papazan, co-author of the book The One Thing, says asking that one question is crucial, at least for most people.
When you stop and you ask this question, it gets you really, really focused down, not to 3 things or 4 things, but down to one thing. Oftentimes, they'll ask the question knowing the answer, but just they hadn't stopped to ask the question. So it just doesn't show up. They look at their to-do list, and they just start knocking off the easiest or the fastest things to do. And that's really more about stress relief than moving forward.
With all the things you could do, figuring out the one best thing to do keeps you on track.
You know, I ask this question at work. What's the one thing I need to do in my career as a writer so that I can advance it? And if you look and study the lives of the great writers, what do? They wrote every single day. So everybody has their one thing, and most people kind of know what it is. And if you ask them, they feel kind of guilty for not doing it.
And when you do your one thing also matters.
If you really think about it and you look at the research, your brain has got a battery power to it, and it goes down the more you use it. And it's about decision-making. It's about focus. And in the morning, you tend to be the freshest. And that morning window is your best opportunity to do things that you know you need to do.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
If you drive a European car,
You don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
It's tax time, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new
coffee
larger location
in the morning
at
for some people.
Brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Weezy, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Between now and Wednesday, a nationwide group of school administrators will be in the Bryan District. Communications Director Sandy Ferris says, in addition to visiting every classroom and meeting with employees, they want to meet later today with parents and taxpayers.
People can come in, speak with the audit team, and leave. We're just looking for any kind of feedback they may have. What are we doing well? What would they like to see improved? Are there any programs they want to see us offer? Just any and everything that they want to come in and talk about.
You can visit the administrators today from 4:30 until 6:30 at the BISD Central Office at William Joel Bryan in Texas. A College Station man drowned Saturday at a local park. 37-year-old Timothy Sumrall went underwater in one of the fishing ponds at College Station Central Park. Family members contacted police 5 to 10 minutes later after Sumrall did not resurface. The fire department's dive team found the body in more than 15 feet of water 4 minutes after entering the pond. No criminal activity is suspected by police. And it took about 45 minutes for one person to get out of an elevator at the Northgate parking garage early Sunday morning. College Station firefighters made the rescue over the midnight hour. No medical treatment following the rescue, which was between the first and second floors. The elevator was turned off until repairs could be made. The families of the four firemen killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire received checks Friday from the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund. Among the participants in the presentation were the publisher of The Eagle, Crystal Dupree.
It's a fantastic community. The community steps up and they want to do something, which is, it's a great atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's fantastic to see everybody come together.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor accepted the checks on behalf of the families.
When you see this kind of support after something like this happens, and it doesn't stop. It continues to come in. And it just goes to show the heart of the people that live in this area, in this community. And it's just absolutely incredible.
More than $18,000 will be going to each family thanks to your contributions. The A&M Extension Service has created an online service showing how much water we have. Associate Director Pete Gibbs says it's a one-stop source on water quality, conservation, and management.
Everyone is interested in water conservation and use. A lot of folks are wanting more information about that than maybe what they've known in the past.
The website address for the Water Education Network is water.tmu.edu. And a proposal calling for A&M students to not pay fees based on their religious beliefs passed the Student Senate but has been vetoed by the student body president.
The bill was originally drafted to let students opt out of paying fees directed to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered resource center at A&M. Student body president John Claybrook told listeners on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, during the Eagles Aggie Nation program about the overwhelming support he received for the veto.
I've not had anybody outside of Student Senate question it. It has been very, very supportive. I've received a ton of Facebook messages, a ton of Twitter mentions, a ton of emails that simply just say, thank you for standing up for his right. Thank you for standing for the Aggie family. It's been a very encouraging day. And if anybody is listening who has sent me a message of support, thank you.
Claybrook's veto message stated in part that the good accomplished in rewriting the bill to cover religious beliefs in general pales in comparison to the damage done, and this damage must stop today. Claybrook said now more than ever is the time to show great resolve and come together, treating each other like the family that we are. On the WTAW.com website, you can read the legislation and the veto statement. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Last week's fast and furious voting in the Texas House on the budget included a switch by Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station. Cassell says that was the result of supporters trying to do an end around on expanding Medicaid.
As you can imagine, with that number of amendments and then amendments to amendments, you know, you have to stay on your toes. Fortunately for myself, I was paying attention at that time and voted correctly, in my opinion, for our district and based on what my constituents had told me, but then it got called up and then pulled down.
The House voted on more than 260 amendments. And Kaufman police officers had little patience for a man who caught their attention near the heavily guarded Kaufman County Courthouse. Police say Billy Truesdale of Balch Springs failed to produce identification when police tried to question him. Truesdale was sitting in an SUV across from his business during the noon hour at about the same time Governor Perry was leaving the courthouse a block away. Mike Robinson, Truesdale's stepfather, thinks police were just being cautious.
I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I'd do the same thing, I guess. I'd want to know who's who and what's what.
Truesdale was arrested for failing to identify himself, then was released from the county jail. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go. Please let go. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Okay, it's spring, that's a good thing. Okay, it's spring, that's a bad thing. If we're talking about bugs, it is springtime, and right now the bugs are out there, and they like your lawn. Weather's warmed up, looks good. There are roaches, there are ants, there are fleas. And then, of course, there's spiders, too, or scorpions. Whatever they happen to be, remember this. You can call the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500. Let them come out and take care of it for you. And remember, termite season is here. ABC's got the expertise to handle this. They've been doing it for decades here in the Brazos Valley, and they can do it for you. 361-0500. If you need to get your home treated one time, get it done. If you want to get on a regular schedule so that you're treated regularly, then they'll do that as well. Bobby Jenkins and his ABC crew, again, been treating homes for 60 years. They are true professionals. So give them a call and let them solve your problem, whatever it happens to be, on the inside or the outside of your home. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, 361-0500, specialists for your environment.
Whatever your business sells, you think it's the best in town. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Voting begins June 1st for the 13th year of Best of the Brazos. Last year, over 335,000 votes were cast for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To get your business involved and listed on the Best of the Brazos ballot, call me, Sam Jones, with Brian Broadcasting, 695-9595, or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, 640 now, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. The weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on business. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
Warm weather. It's going to be flowing across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sun today. There's the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm later on. Breezy. Highs today 75 to 80. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows of 65 to 70. For tomorrow, some sun, breezy, warm, highs near 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday. It'll be breezy, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Taylor on WTAW. Coming up, number 4 Aggie women's tennis seeks to reach number 1 in the SEC West. Michigan and Louisville get set to play in the NCAA championship game tonight. And Johnny Manziel throws out the ceremonial first pitch of the Rangers-Angels game in Arlington. All this and more coming up here in just a little bit in sports.
So how's your bracket?
Daniel Crump, our producer here, or not our producer, our...
Production guru.
Production guru came up to me the other day and said I was second in the office bracket.
No kidding.
I had Miami picked to win it all.
Ooh.
That's how bad everybody's bracket
wow.
is. I did have Louisville going to the final. So I've got that part down.
Well, that's nice.
But, I mean, I think along with a lot of other people, my bracket got completely busted in the...
by Harvard.
Probably about before the Sweet 16, the very first round.
When the Crimson played well.
Well, that's a rather posh accent you're taking on,
Are you
on
a
Kevin?
Harvard man,
no,
sir?
No, I am not.
No,
not,
but...
Not even close.
Hats off to them, though. They're smart,
absolutely.
And they play good basketball.
Absolutely,
so.
They do.
Well, you got to do something if you can't do football, right?
Well, they've got a football team.
It doesn't mean it's good.
Sort of, if you want to call it that
way. I could probably play on their football team.
Well, they've got some players in the NFL. Ryan Fitzpatrick, well, he's not with the Buffalo Bills anymore. He was. He was their starter. He went to Harvard.
Huh.
That's one. Can you name anybody else? Because I can't.
I don't know.
Because half the time they can't beat Sister Mary School for unwed mothers.
Something.
You're such a mess.
In my random browsings or whatever, I Wikipedia'd Tommy Lee Jones one time, and it came up that he played for Harvard or some Ivy League school. He played football for them.
I think he played for Brown.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong. He may have played for Harvard.
Brown, Ivy League, whatever.
Doesn't matter. Speaking of Ivy League, hello, how about our president? Have you seen the faux outrage over this?
Mm-mm.
He apologized last Friday for calling the California Attorney General Kamala Harris by far the best-looking attorney general in the country.
Oh.
Well, see, this is the ridiculous part, because the entire setup, and God knows I don't defend Obama, you have to be careful, first of all, say that she is brilliant and she is dedicated and she is tough and she is exactly what you want in anybody who is administering the law and making sure that everybody is getting a fair shake.
Yeah, because men don't talk about men saying, oh, yeah, he's just a real good-looking guy.
Apparently he does.
You mean Obama says that?
According to the New Yorker magazine, Obama, an equal opportunity flatterer, not a shallow, bigoted, sexist pig, end quote. Many times Obama has referred to an important accomplishment men as good-looking, as it were almost a social thing, that he just everybody's a good-looking person.
Huh. Well, then it doesn't mean anything.
You're a good-looking kid.
Hence,
yeah. Hence Governor Perry has good hair, right?
Yeah, stop the presses. anyway, they went on to say that it's just much ado about nothing, but the faux outrage part of it I thought quite funny, especially when the New Yorkers got to take it up. The Hill is reporting that some valuable House and Senate Democrats might have to fend off more attacks about Obamacare in the midterms.
Hmm.
To try and blunt some of this from the GOP, some of the Democrats are publicly criticizing the White House. Democrats.
Well, that's a new thing.
Like Mary Landrieu, or Landrieu, depending on where you're from. she's about to set things up. It's all stemming from an announcement delay in setting up a key program designed to help small businesses. She recently told the New York Times the delay will, quote, prolong and exacerbate health care costs that are crippling 29 million small businesses.
Huh.
Mary Landrieu coming out on the side of the GOP is just shy of the Titanic resinking by the iceberg.
Oh, my goodness.
In a statement from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, people already don't like Obamacare, but they'll really not like what's going on after the tax hikes, mandates, fees, penalties, added, blah, 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 blah. Because that's pretty much the way it reads. This goes on for another whole paragraph of everything from, again, this is from the National Republican Senatorial Committee, of everything that Obamacare is going to do.
Mm.
It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Much like my waistline.
Anyway, no, that is not true.
It is 640.
Don't speak it over yourself.
645.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan.
Your carpets and floors are a large portion of your home investment. Keeping them clean increases their life and the value of your home. Advanced Carpet Cleaning is a fully insured and certified local company, cleaning carpets, upholstery, and tile and grout since 1982. An annual professional cleaning will remove debris and residues that vacuums and rental equipment just can't reach. Call Advanced Carpet Cleaning today at 696-8899. Go with a local company you can trust. Advanced Carpet Cleaning, 696-8899.
When you're building or remodeling, you need more than just another floor store. You need a complete design center.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we bring together beautiful countertops, the perfect lighting design, and exactly the right floors.
All for you in one easy location. And we've got the Design Center professionals who know how to help you make your selections.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
Looking for a good dentist for your family? It's a real jungle out there, and we're not lying. Come to Safari Dental. It's very important to start healthy habits early, so that's why we have a pediatric dentist on staff at Safari Dental. We also perform root canals and teeth bleaching for adults, accepting most insurances. Corner of Highway 21 and Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call 979-217-2185. Visit mysafaridental.com.
Safari Dental. Smile more, worry less.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. 2013 Buick Verano, just $199 per month. 2013 Buick Enclave SUV, just $349 per month. Both include scheduled maintenance, OnStar, and Sirius XM radio for 2 years. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month, 12,000 miles per year. 3172 at signing plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $1389 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 650, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Your forecast, partly cloudy skies. Partly sunny skies and a high of 80 today. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15, may gust up to 25. Cloudy tonight, down to 68. And tomorrow, sunny skies and 83. Right now, relative humidity, 91. and a little gusty. You're seeing winds out of the south 10 to 15. It's 67 at WTAW.
When you're planning an interior design, it's fairly easy to see the size relationship of one object to another. The sofa is larger than an easy chair, and floor lamps are taller than table lamps. That may sound simplistic, but those sofas and floor lamps don't grow. What you see is what you're going to get today, tomorrow, and 10 years into the future. Compare that to the plants you're going to use in your landscape. Proportion is important, and it's overlooked. I'll be back with details right after this message. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your tree is protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water. Pour it from a bucket or a sprinkling can over the tree or shrub root system. All sizes include built-in measuring cups. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and potted plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Your plant's ultimate size is just as important as the sizes of those pieces of furniture we referenced earlier. You wouldn't want to plant tall shrubs beneath short windows, and you shouldn't use huge trees in tiny lots. The trouble is, rarely will you ever plant a full-size mature landscaping specimen, and every occasion, you're going to be planting some partially grown tree or shrub, and then you're going to wait for it to fulfill its genetic potential. That then explains the relative sizes of plants. However, you need to see the bigger picture. You need to know how each plant's mature size is going to relate to the other plants in the landscape, and that relationship is called proportion. You want all the elements of your design to be properly proportioned to one another. Not all homes are the same size, nor are all properties. The plants that you choose need to be proportionate in their mature sizes to the size of the building and its grounds. Now, what that means in modern Texas terms is that we need to consider smaller plants if we're doing a landscape on a zero lot line property. Thanks to the diligent work of thousands of nursery professionals over the past 30 or 40 years, we're now blessed with hundreds of dwarf and compact forms of old favorite plants. Where you might have used a bur oak before, lacy oak, which is native in southwest Texas, is available for smaller spaces. So are some of the red buds and Mexican plum and little gem magnolia and teddy bear magnolias. What goes for the plants also goes for garden art and paving surfaces, fencing, and other parts of the hardscape. If you're landscaping a small backyard patio, stay with more compact fountains and smaller pieces of flagstone than you would for an estate. It's about like dollhouses and electric train sets. You need to stay in the same scale or gauge with your landscape. In fact, you can learn good basic concepts by seeing what really crafty miniaturists do with their dollhouses and trains. You'll learn to fill all the empty, useless little spaces with something interesting, and you'll see how all the parts tie together size-wise. You'll learn a mindset, and you'll have your eye set for plants and pieces that can meet your specific requirements. Proportion is really critical in landscaping. It's one of the fun things to think about as you do your garden design. I'm Neil Sperry, and fencing will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 13th, it's Spring Animal Health Concerns. The value of livestock today makes herd health very important. Learn what you need to know this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
At BMW, we've always been known for firsts. We introduced onboard navigation first. We developed active front steering first. So the fact that the BMW 3 Series is the only car to have ever won Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row, it's just another first. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing. The ultimate driving machine. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Are you interested in exploring the crossroads of science and religion? Then make plans to attend the 2013 Trotter Lecture Friday, April 12th at 7 p.m. in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The free lecture will feature two speakers, Roald Hoffman, 1981 Nobel Prize winner in chemistry and a professor emeritus at Cornell University, and Gerald Gabriels, Leverett Professor of Physics at Harvard University. Hoffman's talk, Indigo, A Story of Craft, Religion, History, Science, and Culture, will explore the historic and overlapping roles the desirable blue pigment indigo continues to play across intertwined worlds, including those of science and religion. Gabriels' talk, God of Antimatter, will describe his work with both antimatter and matter sciences, then reflect upon what room such science leaves for matters of faith. No tickets or RSVPs are required for this free lecture event. For more information, contact the Texas A&M College of Science at 845-8817.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect. He drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof. It's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done. And after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant, and the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800-F-O-R-ROOF.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The Texas A&M baseball team capitalized on a strong pitching performance by junior Rafael Pineda and avoided a series sweep by the Auburn Tigers, winning yesterday's finale 4-1 at Bluebell Park. Third baseman Blake Alamon paced the Aggie bats, going 2-for-2 with one walk, one double, and a sack fly. A&M, who's now 20-13 and 6-6 in SEC play, returns to action on Tuesday with a 6:35 p.m. contest against Sam Houston State at Bluebell Park. Number 9 Aggie softball completed its series sweep of Colorado State with a 10-2 five-inning run rule victory yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Mel Dumovich earned the win for the Aggs, allowing no runs on one hit while striking out five. Freshman Kristen Davenport threw two innings of relief, giving up two run runs on three hits. A&M will host Lamar in a midweek doubleheader on Tuesday at 5 p.m. before jumping back into conference action at home against LSU this weekend. In a battle between SEC Western Division leaders, number 4 women's tennis celebrated senior day and closed out its regular season home schedule with a pivotal 4-3 victory over number 7 Alabama. A&M now takes sole possession of first place in the SEC West ahead of the Crimson Tide. In addition, the Aggies remain tied with Florida and Georgia for first in the overall SEC standings, with two matches remaining in the regular season. Men's March Madness will officially come to a close tonight as top-seeded Louisville and fourth-seeded Michigan face off in the 2013 NCAA Championship game. The Cardinals have been the inspirational story of the tournament, persevering despite the gruesome injury to guard Kevin Ware. Meanwhile, the Wolverines, led by AP Player of the Year Trey Burke, look to capture their first title since 1989. Tip-off is at 8:23 in Atlanta with coverage on CBS. Heisman winner Johnny Manziel got to throw out the first pitch of yesterday's Rangers-Angels game in Arlington. Manziel, a longtime Rangers fan, got to meet with Nolan Ryan and several players before the game. When asked if Ryan passed along any words of wisdom, Manziel said the Hall of Famer told him just one thing.
Don't bounce it. Don't bounce it. It was everybody said that.
Johnny kept it off.